Where did you go? Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Over a million people have requested tickets to come to this event.
Well, look, I think you're evidenced, though, by seeing 1 million ticket requests for this rally in Tulsa.
They're so excited about it that you have no idea. And we have had so many signups. You know, there are lines of people now, and we won't be there for 3 days. They have lines of people right now trying to get into the arena. I mean, they'll be there. They'll be early.
How many people signed up?
They'll be in one of those early front rows.
How many people signed up? Do you know?
Over a million people requested tickets. Well, there's just a hunger for the rallies. And
so you have this massive crowd. You have nearly a million tickets that are demanded out there, people pre-filling out their applications and whatnot to come in. What are you going to do with all these people that literally could be hundreds of thousands of people trying to come? And you've only got 19,000 seats indoors. What about all those other people? What are you going to do with them?
Well, there is an overflow crowd, but it really is a testament to people are ready to move on, and especially in Oklahoma.
They have a pretty new, magnificent arena, as you probably have heard. And we're getting exact numbers out, but we're either close to or over 1 million people wanting to go. We have a 22,000-seat arena, but I think we're going to also take the convention hall next door, and that's going to hold 40,000. So we'll have 22,000 plus 40,000, which would mean that we'd have over 900,000 people that won't be able to go, but hopefully they'll be watching. But it's an amazing, nobody's ever heard of numbers like this. And we expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat. And we certainly won't in Oklahoma.
Before we speak to this great rally of 20,000 people, Mike, that's a lot of people. We got so many people. And there, by the way, there's hundreds of thousands on the wait list, So we did very strongly. I don't think Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, can get 20,000 people in arena. I don't think he's going to get 20,000 people to vote for him, to be honest. But I got to tell you, we are so proud. We're so proud. Nobody's wearing masks. We hate the masks. We don't need masks to protect us, okay? We don't need the masks. What we need is our great Second Amendment. And I think we have a lot of Second Amendment people here. Great gun. We love our guns, don't we? Who needs the vote? Who needs anything when you've got that, you know, that beautiful gun to keep you safe and tough? But I want to speak very briefly. The reason we moved it to today out of great respect was yesterday was Juneteenth. It's called Juneteenth, okay, Juneteenth. And it's this very important day when there was a Black Wall Street. And on Juneteenth, which is June 19th, they did like the, you know, sort of like froyo. When you take the frozen yogurt, they made like a froyo, but Juneteenth. Canceled Black Wall Street. They canceled it. They canceled Black, and we didn't want to show up yesterday to, you know, very solemn occasion. So I sent Candace Owens here instead. So she pissed on a mass grave in Tulsa yesterday because, you know, that's, she's got such great connections with the African American, really just such an intellect, so much talent. but we didn't want to show up because Black Wall Street, of course, was canceled. And it was only when they redid it with Michael Douglas that it made all that money. But we wanted to show great respect for Black Wall Street. And now that we've done that, why are they trying? You know what they're doing now? Not only did they have the impeachment hoax, they're now trying to take your Black Lady syrup, okay? Aunt Jemima. No, I'm issuing an executive order. Aunt Jemima stays, okay? She stays, believe me.
Oklahoma, where the crowd turnout was really lame, and the empty seats were there to greet a man who's probably insane. Oklahoma, the speech went horribly awry. Thanks to TikTok fans and K-pop stands, the upper deck is bluer than the sky. He'll explain he can walk down a ramp and drink water just with one hand. And when he says,
slow the testing down, please. Okay.
Donald Juneteenth Trump held a campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. His first rally since the coronavirus shutdowns. But like most of Trump's sentences, it didn't exactly go as planned.
This morning, sources close to the White House say President Trump is furious that his much-hyped campaign reboot went bust. His Saturday night rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, drawing a much smaller than expected crowd. The president had boasted that 1 million people requested tickets, and he promised to fill the 19,000-seat arena. But the Tulsa fire marshal tells NBC News that 6,200 people showed up, leaving rows of empty seats.
Outside the BOK Center, these workers took down the overflow stage early. The president had planned to address the crowd there, but no crowd materialized.
Don't call it a comeback.
Saturday night's rally was supposed to be Trump's big moment. He's been jonesing for the frothed-up crowd for 3 months. His campaign was advertising it as the Great American Comeback Festival. That's right. This indoor rally of thousands of screaming fans was a chance for a comeback for Trump and COVID-19. One of them's going to have a really, really big fall.
We expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat, and we certainly won't in Oklahoma.
He's right. There wasn't an empty seat. There were thousands of them. Wow, that's a lot of empty space and aimless mingling. That looks like a Beyonce concert of just the dads who are dropping their daughters off. The emptiest of all the empty seats were in the stadium's upper deck. So before anyone says that the Trump campaign crapped the bed, clearly, they pulled an upper decker. Trump's team was so overconfident about the attendance, they built an overflow stage outside for a pre-rally speech by Trump and Pence for their estimated crowd of 40,000. Instead, the crowd was 25 people. That's not a presidential rally. That's the private party room at the Olive Garden. 25 people! It doesn't say great things when there are fewer people in your crowd than have credibly accused you of sexual assault. In fact, there were so few people at the overflow stage that the campaign decided to dismantle it while the event inside was just starting. To put this disaster in perspective, the arena Trump spoke in can hold more than 19,000 people, but only 6,200 people attended. That's one-third capacity. Now, I don't want to be a glass-half-empty kind of guy, but half-empty would be a huge improvement. According to those in the know, before the rally even started, Trump and several staff members stood backstage and gazed at the empty Bank of Oklahoma Center in horror. So the campaign sent out a last-ditch effort text reading, "Doors are open to the BOK Center. President Trump can't wait. There's still space." Come on, guys, have a little chill. So why on earth did they think 1 million people wanted tickets? The answer is, as usual, internet pranksters, because TikTok users took partial credit for inflating attendance expectations, saying they completed the free online registration for the rally with no intention of going. And it wasn't just the TikTokers. It was also the K-poppers. Fans of Korean pop music groups claim to have registered potentially hundreds of thousands of tickets for Mr. Trump's campaign rally as a prank.
So I was hoping to discuss a great Father's Day. We had a great Father's Day planned. Unfortunately, my family declined my request to have Ivanka jump out of the Father's Day cake. Apparently, they thought that wouldn't be presidential, okay? I think it would be very presidential. But okay, we can't have it's too PC. We can't have... These used to be old, great traditions we had, and now we can't have it. But what I'm very upset about, and I think you heard, these K-pop people, K-pop. Whoever heard of that? So I have talked to the great leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, who's healing very nicely. And we are starting a top secret program that I can declassify. I can declassify anything I want. It's called Snap Crackle K-Pop. And we're going to find the K-Pop people. We're going to find, the K-Pop fans. We're going to go after Corn Pops, Rice Krispies, and everybody involved in this nasty thing, because we had a great rally. And these nasty people, TikTok, K-pop, hip-hop, everybody was involved, and we're going to find all of them, okay? It's going to be not so nice for all these nasty people who thought they could ruin the great Trump MAGA white power rally. They can't do it. And guess what? The tour is going to continue. The Mountain Dew COVID 2020 MAGA tour is going to continue into other great places. We're going to do Florida, Georgia, Texas, all the great places with great MAGA people. So believe me, this isn't the end of it. But it's called Snap, Crackle, K-pop, and we're going to get them. Believe me, they're not going to know what hit them. They are not going to know.
News reports this morning said that Trump was angry at his campaign staff over the rally, but White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany denied that he was upset.
The president was not angry at all. The president was quite energized. He was in a great mood. It was a great night, and there was a lot to celebrate.
Even after the rally was over, the bad news kept coming for the president, because it was revealed today that two of his staff members who attended the Trump rally on Saturday have tested positive for the coronavirus. Wow. Imagine how dangerous that would have been if people had shown up. And even before the rally, six members of the advance team tested positive, and the number of people connected to the event who test positive is expected to rise. Now, you know Trump's going to spin that as a positive.
While the 2 million people who registered for the event have gotten COVID-19, I bravely exposed only 6,000 people. I saved literally hundreds of thousands of lives with my record unpopularity and general air of turd in a punch bowl.
We'll be right back.
Not only was Trump's crowd size historically disappointing, so was the content of his speech. Trump started off by reminding everyone what's at stake in 2020, or as he said,
the choice in 220 is very simple.
That's right, 220.
Yes, the choice in 220 is very simple. Will you bow to the left-wing Visigoths, or like a true patriot, vote for Emperor Marcus Aurelius Antoninus Augustus, make the empire great again?
Coronavirus cases are surging in 23 states, and that doesn't make Trump's handling of the virus look competent. But the president says it's not his fault.
And with testing, you know, testing is a double-edged sword. Here's the bad part. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
Let it flow. Let just go. Slow and low. That is the tempo.
COVID has killed over 120,000 Americans, and he wants to slow down the testing. But at least he said, please, Mother, may I kill everyone?
Earlier today, he was asked, the president was, whether he was actually joking when he said at the rally that he told members of his administration to slow down testing on coronavirus.
We've tested now 25 million people. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
It was a comment that he made in jest.
Come on now. That was tongue-in-cheek.
When you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, I said, please don't be too nice.
I believe he was making a joke at the time.
President Obama, he is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
Trump insisted that he was being sarcastic.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
Sean Spicer said the president was clearly joking.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or?
The president now says he was being sarcastic.
Were you just kidding or do you have a plan to slow down testing?
I don't kid.
Now to try to deflect blame from himself, Trump tried out some new names for the coronavirus.
COVID-19. That name gets further and further away from China as opposed to calling it the Chinese virus. Oh, it's COVID. It's this. By the way, it's a disease without question. Has more names than any disease in history. I can name Kung Flu.
That name is incredibly offensive, and that's not me talking. That's White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway, who said this in March when she found out someone unnamed in the White House had used that phrase.
Of course it's wrong.
That's very hurtful and unhelpful. So you should tell us all who it is. I'd like to know who it is.
Careful what you ask for, Kellyanne. You know what they say, ignorance is your boss. But now that she knows who it is, you know that Kellyanne is going to march into the Oval Office and give that guy a piece of her soul. Trump also talked about the other pressing national issue on everyone's mind, that time he couldn't walk down a ramp last week.
Trump spent one of every 8 minutes in Tulsa complaining about coverage of his West Point speech. Specifically,
he had some excuses.
So we walked like the equivalent of about 3 blocks, which was fine. We go on stage, which is fine. The sun is pouring down on me, okay? The stage was higher than this one, and the ramp was probably 10 yards long because I'm wearing leather bottom shoes, which is good if you're walking on flat surfaces. It's not good for ramps. This was a steel ramp. It had no handrail. It was like an ice skating rink. Really steep, really, really, really. It's an ice skating rink. It's brutal.
If that felt really, really, really long, it's because it was. Trump talked about Rampgate for a whopping 10 minutes and 23 seconds, which is almost as long as it took him to get down that ramp. But enough with the excuses about why he couldn't walk down a ramp. At West Point, Trump also had trouble drinking a glass of water, and he had an excuse for that, too.
And I don't want to get water on the tie. And I don't want to drink much. So I lifted up the water. I see we have a little glass of water. Where the hell did this water come from? Right? Where did it come from? And I look down on my tie, because I've done it. I've taken water, and it spills down into your tie. It doesn't look good for a long time. And frankly, the tie is never the same.
Well, that is reassuring. The president has no trouble drinking water one-handed. He just can't do it without dribbling all over himself. Then came the big moment. He gets applause for sipping water. He should really be careful, or he's going to have to tell a 10-minute story next week about how he couldn't walk off that stage on Saturday.
Some idiot threw water and broken glass all over the stairs. Pretty sure it was Antifa.
The president staked his political fortunes on a rally that turned out to be a dud amid a series of mounting crises that have deflated his already historically bad poll numbers. It's a reminder that this president is deeply unpopular, and his only hope of getting reelected is by scaring people and undermining the integrity of the election itself. The structural inequities in our sham democracy ensure that a party with a disastrous 20-year record of governance over the course of two historically awful presidents can keep winning elections. They don't need to be popular if voter suppression and an antiquated electoral college system can keep them in power. And sure enough, the Trump team is already sending signals that they plan to interfere with the actual administration of the election. This weekend, for example, the Attorney General Bill Barr repeated a series of obvious lies about mail-in voting, which many state officials, including Republicans, have turned to as a safe alternative during the pandemic. Barr claimed falsely that mail-in ballots somehow opened the floodgates to fraud.
Well, there's a big discussion right now about mail-in voting. Hillary Clinton said it's fine, it's fair.
Well, it absolutely opens the floodgates to fraud. Those things are delivered into mailboxes. They can be taken out. There's questions about whether or not it even denies a secret ballot, because a lot of the states have you signing the outside of the envelope. So the person who opens the envelope will know how people voted. There's no, right now, a foreign country could print up tens of thousands of counterfeit ballots and be very hard for us to detect which was the right and which was the wrong ballot. So I think it can upset and undercut the confidence in the integrity of our elections.
You know what upsets confidence in the integrity of our elections? People having to stand in line to vote like they're waiting to take pictures with a mall Santa on December 23rd. Of course, if Bill Barr was in charge, they'd have to line up on August 8th. Second, none of what you said is true. You can't just print up fake mail ballots and send them in. You know they still check to make sure they're from registered voters, right? It's not like you can just write on a piece of paper, I vote for Joe Exotic, and send it to the Board of Elections. Although, honestly, at this rate, I'm desperate enough to try it. And then this morning, Trump himself tweeted, because of mail-in ballots, 2020 will be the most rigged election in our nation's history. They're trying to cheat by disrupting the actual administration of the election, and that's because they're so worried that if voters get to vote fairly, he won't win.
We have now tonight set the single-day record for new coronavirus cases in this country, more than 36,000 new infections across the country today. That latest number surpassing the previous single-day record set way back on April 25th, after the lockdowns and the economic calamity and the mourning and the grief and the fatalities and the deaths. And the crisis in this country is today getting worse.
Sickness to your family and friends, and it goes on and on, and it may never end.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.